going to take you to the book of Acts. We've been studying in the book of Acts for the last 3 or 4 months. And right now, I want to look at Acts chapter 27, verses 22 through really 44. And I won't speak from all of those, but we will skip through there and pick up some verses. So bear with me. Let's go to verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. In other words, what Paul is saying, that the ship will be torn up, but nobody's life will be lost. For there stood by me this night, in other words, last night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with you, all 276 of them, I believe, that were on there, prisoners and all. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Now he goes on about all of what went down, and then let's go to verse 31. Paul said unto the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Except you abide in the ship. And so that will be our theme today. Except you stay in the ship. This past Sunday, I spoke at Pastor Evie Hill's church in Los Angeles, and the church had turned 122 years old there in Los Angeles. And so he asked me to come and speak, and I spoke from the subject, except you stay in the ship. Now, I want to look at something. I'm using the term ship because that's what's in the scripture. But what I'm really talking about, except you stay in the church, except you stay in the body of Christ, except you stay in Jesus, that's what we're talking about. You cannot be saved. Now, the church has been given a bad name. Bad rap. And I think everybody knows that. That the church has been thrown out. It's been turned upside down. Folks do all kind of crazy stuff in the church. They give it, they give the preacher a bad name. And we do have some ugly preachers, by the way, folks. Ain't no doubt about that. But that's not all of them. That's not all of them. We have some good pastors throughout the land, not only in America, but overseas and other places in on planet Earth. We have some preachers that will give up their lives to make a statement on behalf of Jesus. So, but the bottom line is, the world is throwing out all this bad stuff against us, and many of us cannot refute it. So when we try to get people saved, they don't really want to get involved because they say, well, I can do this good by myself. I can do this good without going to church. So I'm saying to us today that let's keep the church clean and recognize the fact that God wants to do something with the church. Now, I'm going to take you to another passage of scripture, and I'm not going to take you there to read it. I'm going to give it to you, and you can look at it when you get a minute. Maybe I ought to turn to the book of Matthew chapter 24. Let's take a quick look at that. Matthew chapter 24. Start with verse number 9 through 13. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And we ain't just talking about kill you by reputation only. But I'm talking about a cut your throat, throw you to the wolf. But ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offered and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In other words, because of the name that we've been given, many of us will not love each other any longer. Watch verse 13. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Let me say it another way. He that stays in the ship, he that stays with Christ, he that will live consistent with the word of God, that person will be saved, and not only saved, but will be given power. Now, I'm going to take you back to the book of Acts in that same scripture that we were reading in chapter 27, and we were looking at verse 31. But I want to take you on down as we look at verse 31. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes. That's verse 32, chapter 27. Verse 33, and while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat. Well, they were on a fast. And he says, you need to eat some. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread. Paul did himself. And he prayed and he ate. And that encouraged the rest of them, and they began to eat. And in verse 37, and we were in all about 276. Verse 38, and when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship. They threw the rest of the food out to the sea. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea. They let the ship go and loosed the rudders and the bands and hoisted the sails to the wind and made toward shore. But watch this. And falling into a place where two seas meet, the confluence, we call that in engineering. In verse 42, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion willing to save Paul. See, God had given Paul a favor because Paul was on his way to Rome to keep them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. But watch this one. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped and all was saved, just as Paul had told them. Now, folks, let me tell you something. God don't lie. So I want to encourage everyone who's listening to me today to recognize that the organized church has its problem. But I want you to know that it's the only station on planet Earth that God has set up that every one of us could be sure that we will make it if we abide in the ship. Well, I'm going to take you to another passage of scripture, and I won't go there and read, but you can look in the 16th chapter of Matthew and verse 19 in particular, and you'll find these words. Well, first of all, the Lord came back from over across the Capernaum, and he met up with his disciples, and he said, who do men say that I am? Well, some of them said, You're John the Baptist. Some says you're Elijah. Oh, they gave all kind of names. And finally, Jesus said, hold it, that's enough of the names. What I really want to know is, what do you think about me? And Peter says, can I speak, Lord? Well, it's not in Scripture just that way. May I speak, Lord? He says, yes, speak on, son. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, okay, that's good. But I want you to know, Peter, you didn't get that out of your head, you dumb fisherman, you. By the way, that ain't in Scripture either, you dumb fisherman. It's not there. But what he did say to him, God gave you the answer to who I am. He revealed to you. So the church itself need to understand that we have the power. Now Jesus goes on in the verse 19, and he said, because you know who I am, because I've established the church, and because I'm going to be with the church all the way to the end, here's what I'm going to do. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whoever stays on the ship and stay on course, I want you to know that you will reach the kingdom safely. The devil cannot take you out of the hand of God. God will keep you. Now, let me tell you something else, brothers and sisters. We're living in this crazy world that we're living in, and it's really kind of ruled by dollars and cents. Just recently, we hear this brother, rich multimillionaire, takes his own life because happiness was not in him. I want you to know that. But I want you to recognize the fact that if you don't have a dat burn dime, if you don't have a nickel or a penny to rub against another penny, God's got you. So all you need to do is to stay in the boat. And that's what he told him, to stay in the boat. And on to you. So the church today, Living Stone, and any other church that is living by the blood of the Lamb and who is absolutely willing to teach the word as it is written, we can get people to know and to be saved and to come out of the world and to recognize the fact if they ain't got nothing, they still got something. And the reason why they have something is because God is not going to turn his back on those of us who will live consistent with what he said. So Paul now on his way to Rome, and we find him, he's a prisoner among all the rest of the prisoners. Now, what do you think about this, brothers and sisters? Here's a prisoner on the boat being taken to Rome to stand trial. And by his call, his relationship with God through the blood of Jesus was able to save everybody. And Paul heard when the Lord spoke to him and said, listen, Paul, I want you to recognize you don't have nothing to worry about because everybody, all the 276 of you that's on this boat, they're in your hands. And they're on their way to Rome. And I want you to know that the centurion got the message. The centurion got the message. So since he got the message, instead of killing all of the soldiers, which would have made him had to kill Paul, he said, no, everybody who can swim, swim on the shore. The rest of you who cannot swim, get you a piece of the ship and float out. And I want you to know that there are some of you, how many of you out there listening to me this morning have been through some stuff that you had to float out? You didn't know how you were going to get there. You couldn't see your way out. You couldn't see no answer nowhere. Everywhere, even your prayer seemed like God didn't hear your prayer, but you floated out anyway. Let me tell you, God will do it every time. And I'm just as happy as a rabbit in the brown patch. I know you all don't know nothing about a rabbit in the brown patch, but I know about a rabbit in the brown patch. So I'm happy as a rabbit in the brown patch who was standing inside of the brow patch and the hound dog can't get to him, and so he can sit on the inside of the brow patch and look out. I want you to know that God's got your back. All you need to do is to stay on the boat. So please stay on the boat. Paul, on his way, did not turn his back on the church. He stayed with the body, and as the Lord spoke to him, he was able to give them direction so that he could get them all to safety. So let me see if we can't kind of wrap this up here. Let's look at what he said and go back to verse 32. No, verse 31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our life. You know, I'm a member of Kaiser. And when I go to Kaiser, my doctor will look at me and says, Mr. Hearns, what can I do for you? And I said, I'm hurting here and I'm hurting there and whatever. But he says, what would you like for me to do? So you know what? The doctors today are not going to put themselves out on the line and stand a chance of getting sued or losing their job, but they're going to want you to tell them what to do. So why not just start right off the bat when you get sick or something go wrong with you? Why don't you just run on up in God's arm and say, I need some help, and he don't have to ask you nothing. He'll just fix you right up. I ain't no doubt in my mind, Brother Melvin, he can do that. All you got to do is to ask him and trust him. And I'm going to trust him. So right now, I want you, if whatever's going on in your life, if your mind is confused, if your dollars done run out, if everything has gone wrong for you, I want you to look to God now, right now with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to the same God that Paul went to when the ship was about to sink. I come to the same God that sent Jesus on my behalf. And I just ask you to bless every person who's listening to me this morning and let them know that all they have to do is to stay on board. And if they stay on board, you will get them safely to wherever it is that they're supposed to be. God, I thank you and I give you praise, for it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.